ladies.
Hello, ladies.
So what's
new? All these beautiful women.
What's new?
Don't talk to her.
Look over here. Look this way. Look this way.
Okay. Keep it
right here. Look at the boys.
Over there.
Look at the boys.
Look at the boys. Don't look over there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
No, I really mean how you doing. I'm just not, this is not just a social.
No, no, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. How do I look? I feel good.
You look okay.
Okay, good.
You look okay.
I feel good.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. I mean, you look great. You were on the boat, you were on the ship, and you perform well and stuff.
You gotta let yourself go. That's the thing. That's get a gut.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't bathe for a while. Have your boys call and say, you know, Robert doing mighty bad.
You just come in and just pizzas and the shades are drawn and old pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Video games.
Did you try that?
No, man. I got too much good stuff to do.
Did your dad give you any advice?
Yeah.
No.
Or would you have taken it if he had?
No. Okay. Ain't nothing that can help, you know.
It is what it is.
I don't know if the stars are gonna align or something.
Okay, did you do this music before?
No.
This was done after the breakup.
Well, the thing was is that the Get Her Back song was the very first song that I wrote as we were having some problems, and then when we separated, I was on tour. So when I finished that tour, I just went right in the studio and made the whole album in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Like this one.
911. Emergency. 911. There's a black tar cloud. All because of me. 911. Emergency. 911. Emergency. 911. There's a black tar cloud. All because of me. 911. Mm-hmm. Tell them
the truth. One heart was more than enough. Man, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. But you know what, Robin? I've listened to the album.
Yeah.
These songs are no different than the good songs that you've made before.
Yeah.
That all talk about relationships and breakups and everything else.
You could play just about any song from the first five albums and it sound like it would happen right now.
Yeah.
I wish I could change. I wish I could change. I've been saying the same thing for 10 years, y'all.
Yeah. So you thought it was a good idea to do these songs and call it Paula?
Well, I really just thought it was romantic and a grand gesture. And, you know, I mean, she's,
What else had you tried?
We've been together 21 years.
You tried jewelry?
Since we were 14 years old, so.
You tried gifts, you tried jewelry, tried begging, man, you tried crawling.
But it wasn't about that. I mean, it was a mutual decision, you know. It was not like somebody stormed out of the house and then, you know, that was it. Mm-hmm. We both knew what we were doing. You know, we're grown ups and we got a beautiful little boy, and you know, when the energy in the house isn't working, you know what I mean? You gotta make some changes.
Yeah, okay.
What can I say? Oh, what can I do? I'm crazy, so crazy for you. I try not to show it, I just can't control it. I'm still madly crazy for you.
That boy drinking brown liquor. You know what I mean?
That's straight brown liquor. Yeah.
That's brown liquor.
No. Yeah. That's a different one. No.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I mean, what have you learned from all this?
Well, you know, I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning every day, learning about myself. You know, the thing is, we kind of raised each other. You know, we adopted each other when we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. So, I think we're both trying to figure out who we are as individuals instead of leaning so heavily on each other.
As a couple.
Yeah.
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 I should have made you feel special. You got treated you right.
Yeah. So is that what she said? Too little, too late?
They all say that.
She did say that in one conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Been dumped,
they always say that.
Man, you ain't been through nothing.
Yeah, we've all said it or heard it at one time or another.
Did you think about, we were talking about this earlier, did you think about like remaking some old songs and just, you know, some old I want you back. Like Lenny Williams, because I love you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really think about nothing at all.
Barry
I just,
White can't get enough of your love, baby.
Well, that wasn't what I was going through at that time. These are the things that were going through my head and my heart, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I got to write what I'm feeling.
So if it didn't work for you, have you heard if it's worked for anybody else? If anybody else has used your music to help them through?
Yeah, I mean the thing is that, you know, I made it a personal title, but really it's the universal feelings that we all go through when you lose somebody special, or you're dealing or trying to figure out the next step in your life, you know?
Yeah, you could use this.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. The songs are saying this, like I said, saying the same things for 10 years, you know.
Love can grow back.
Show me our love can grow back. Oh, I love that. Love can be such a lonely thing. Sometimes you need a new drug. Sweet love can leave such a bitter taste.
Did you move to New York City? Did you really move to New York City?
No, she was gonna move to New York City, so I wrote it. Well, I guess I gotta move to New York City too, because I gotta see my baby. I gotta see my son, you know. So I got inspired when she said she wanted to move to New York, and I was like, well then I guess I gotta move to New York.
So to see your baby or to see your baby?
Oh, to see my child.
Look over here.
Hates in the corner.
Simple.
You should write that song, Hates in the Corner. That's
No, that's a song for you to write. That's not Robin
Hates Singh. In the corner. Hates in the corner.
Snakes on the plane, you know.
Okay.
I'm tired of all this thing.
She locked the door.
I kept trying to warn you. You were slowly breaking my heart.
She locked the door.
Kept giving you all of that, but you took way too much.
Hands in the air, have you been there? Hands in the air. Hands in the air, have you been there? The door is at a red velvet cake are open. Like, won't you come? Yeah.
Shut that week, down. Robin. You can write all that in a week. You write
2 weeks. I wrote all of those in 2 weeks. Yeah.
So it wrote itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did write itself. You know, and the thing was, is that there were things that on the album that her and I, that, you know, conversations we had. And then when we weren't talking much for a little while, you know, taking some time off, these were things I wanted to say to her. Mm-hmm. So I put them into the songs. You know?
So what did she say when she heard these
songs?
Don't look over here. Don't look over here. Look over here.
I can only talk about myself.
Look over here. Was it
language you can use on
the
air?
Hey, don't even look over there. Robin, I apologize.
She be dancing on her tippy toes. Dancing on her tippy toes. Everywhere my baby goes, it's tippy toes. Dancing on the tippy toes. Dancing on the toes, dancing on the toes. Dancing on the tippy toes, the tippy toes. Everywhere my baby goes, it's tippy toes. Dancing on the tippy toes.
When you were on the ship, when you were on the cruise,
yeah,
man, you weren't whining, you weren't pining. You were jamming.
Yeah, man.
You had a good time. You took all the whining and the pining songs and you threw them overboard.
I'm grown, man.
And you were working.
I'm grown up now.
And you stage a release for you when you performed the stage a release for you to get for.
Oh yeah, actually that's become the best part of every day, you know, and especially singing these new songs and you know, being able to exercise those demons and those feelings. That, you know, that's why I made it so quick. I probably shouldn't have released it so quick. Mm-hmm. I probably should have let there be some build up, and I think it was a little too much information too soon.
Because they probably connected.
But I love the album, and I'm very excited about the music and performing these songs live.
I said the same thing. Powerful. I thought you released this too soon.
Yeah, well, the record company pushed it up 2 months. I didn't want to release it till next month.
Yeah.
And the record company got really excited about it because they loved the material. And I just think it was a little too much.
Could you have stopped it? Could you have said?
I mean, I'm an artist. I'm supposed to give it away anyway. Right. So I don't really care when I give it away. But, you know, that's for smarter people than me to figure out.
Re-release it. Call it Robin. How about that?
Yeah.
Or next.
Next, huh, Sam?
Next.